again. But there was a fear, no doubt, for the things of this world, the things of his enemies. But now he realizes there's a God in heaven who's able to bring deliverance. He said, they looked up unto him, he says, and were lightened. Their faces were not consumed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. He said, the angels of the Lord encamped around about them that do what? That fear him. He says, so there it is again. That word, I brought this up because 1 through 14 covers that word fear a lot. He says, the angels of the Lord encamping around those that fear him. Those that say, God, amen, you are in control. You are our Lord and Savior. He sends angels to encamp them around and about us. The Bible says he delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints. He told us again, oh, fear the Lord. He said, I would to God that you would come to a place where you fear God. Say, you know what? I don't want anything else but him. I don't care what the world has to offer. I don't care what sin has to offer. You know what? I need Christ in my life. Young people today, I don't care what your friends may say, peer pressure, teens, young people, whoever you may be, old people, it don't matter. The pressures of life, the persuasion of sin, fear God enough. Fear God enough to say, you know what? I'd rather have Jesus than anything else in this world. The Bible says he blesses those that fear him. He says, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want in them that fear him. There's no want in them. God will take care of all I need. You have to fear of tomorrow. Sing a song sometimes, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. All fear is gone. Why? Because, again, and we know that God takes care of the future. God takes care of tomorrow. God takes care of everything that's out there before you. You don't have to fear what tomorrow may bring. He says, oh, I wound out of fear. He said, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. He says, come on, children, hearken unto me. I will teach you to fear the Lord. Number 11, he says, come unto me, all you people. He says, come on, people, come on, believe. Come on and trust God. He says, fear God, fear the Lord, fear God, fear his commandments, fear him, the one who created us all. Come to Christ, come to salvation while there's still time. Again, let's be a part of that certain fearful. Be a part of that certain group that says, you know what, I must be saved. Be a part of that group that says, I got to go to heaven. I must make it to heaven. Be a part of that group that says, I don't want sin. I don't want anything to do with it. Be a part of that group tonight. The Bible says, fear him, fear him. He says, and what man is that desires life? He desires life and love many days, that he may see good. Keep thy tongue from evil, thy lips from speaking guile. He says, depart from evil, do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Fear God enough to depart from evil. And the Bible says how God will one day destroy the workers of iniquity and all the evil that goes along with it. That should be enough to fear and move to come to Christ. Realizing that judgment will come one day. Judgment is coming one day. To fear God, he tells us. And the Bible says, and through this we find again, so he says, this is a blessing to us. When you come to this knowledge and say, you know what? I want God in my life. I realize, again, without him I can do nothing. If we try to say we made on our own, we fail ourselves. We fail and we'll lose out. Another place here, I'll give you in 1 Peter. We do certain things because we fear God as well. Once you come to Christ, you do certain things because you fear God. You begin to live a life different because you want to please the Lord. You say nobody else is looking. Again, you do it because you fear God. You do it because you want to please the Lord. We don't walk around afraid of God, but you walk around with, again, a godly fear. It's a difference. The Bible says, submit yourselves unto ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be kings or as supreme. He said unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God that with well-doing ye put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. You put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. In other words, he says, you know what, before the society in this present world, he says you live a life, no doubt. Again, it may not be popular. It may not be popular to the world. We live in a country where he was talking about it earlier about how it's popular to talk bad about various things. Again, we can speak in our mind in this country we live in. And this time here that they lived in, they couldn't speak against the king. They couldn't speak against the president in their day. In so many words, they had to do it secretly. But you know what? In all these different things, they find here that, again, he told them, he says, you set the example, however. Set the example, however. He says, for the will of God, that with well-doing ye might put to silence the ignorance of men, as free and not using your liberty as a cloak of maliciousness, but as a servant of God. Number 17 says, honor all men, is what he says. Again, if you fear God, you honor all men. He says, honor all men, the Bible says. Let's go a little further. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God. There it is again. Fear God, honor the king. Honor the king. These instructions from Peter. And he was letting them know, again, this was a different type of fear here. The Bible says, fear God and honor the king. In other words, your testimony. To guard your testimony along the way. To guard your testimony. The Bible says, servants be subject unto your masters with all fear. In other words, the person you work for, naturally, again, whether they was enslaved or not, or whoever you may work for, the Bible says, but subject to your master with all fear. Not only to do good and gentle, but also to the froward. He said, if you got a mean boss, a good boss, or a bad boss, you do it because you want to be a testimony. Let me say that. You fear God enough to be a testimony everywhere you go. You do it because, again, whether that boss is good, bad, or froward, proud, loud, whatever the case may be. Can't stand his guts. But you know what? You love him anyway. Yep. The Bible says, for this is truth worthy. For man from conscience towards God engulfed grief, suffering wrongfully. He says, for what glory is it when ye be buffeted for your faults? He says, ye shall take it patiently. He says, but if when you do well and suffer for it, you take patiently, it is acceptable with God. And so naturally you go through things. We go through things. You face trials. You're wrongfully accused. All these different things that we you'll face along your Christian journey. You know what? I'm going to fear God enough. I'm going to fear God enough is what he was telling us here. To keep your testimony. Keep it and be, again, a testimony among others. Why? Because we fear the Lord. We fear the Lord. I gave you a few here today about godly fear. And so naturally, again, we look at all of this. We look at all this and say, what is a fearful thing? We want to be a men and women that reverence God and fear God and keep his word. Come on up. To fear God and keep his word is back what we say. And naturally, because we want to one day be pleased, living a life pleasing unto the Lord, one day we will go before him and spend eternity with him. And so back to our text, we close. He says, again, let us hold fast his profession without wavering. Let us serve God, live for God, fear God, walk before the Lord. Let us be that certain fear from verse 27, Hebrews 10, 27. Let us be that certain fearful, looking for the judgment. My friend today, if you're not saved tonight, give him your life today. Give him your soul. Give him your heart. My friend, because there is a day of judgment coming. There's a day of wrath coming. There's a day in which, no doubt, we will have to give an account. Whether we received the gospel, whether we received his word, whether we obeyed, whether we said yes to Jesus, or whether we said no. Whether we rejected Christ, or whether we accepted him. My friend, today, serve him, live for him. These words are true tonight. The word of God will come to pass. He says, the judgment will come upon our adversary, the devil and all of his angels. And no doubt those that refuse, those that will say no to God, those that will say no. And there's another word in there, fearful as well. The Bible says the fearful will not make it as well. See, that's a different meaning of that word, fearful. Back to what we're talking about, fearing, again, what the government may do to you. Fearing and saying, no, God, I'd rather obey the crowd. I go with the crowd. To fearful, be even afraid, lack of faith, on and on and on about concerning these things. We should not be this way. But the Bible tells you today, let us be full of assurance and of faith to serve and live for the King. Amen. Who is coming again? What a glorious day that will be. And no man will be able to stand in his presence. All men and women, when he's, no doubt, will have to bow before him. Nobody will be able to stand up before the Lord, will hit a face, fall on their faces, and have to give an account. We'll have to bow down. The Bible. Says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Everyone will have to lift up that name, Jesus. My friend, they fear him now. Serve him now. Realize that he's all powerful. He's a man of authority, a man of great power. He's the King. Let him be King of your life. Let him be Lord Supreme of your life. Let him be your all in all tonight. A message of fear. Godly fear. Church today, let's walk fearfully before him. The Bible says it back of what we said in Ecclesiastes. He says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. The conclusion of it all. When it's all said and done, Jimmy. When that last beep on the monitor. That last breath is. Taken. He said, let us fear God. The conclusion of a man's life, conclusion of a woman's life. He said, make sure that we have feared God and kept his commandments. His commandment right now is to be saved. His commandment right now is to come and serve and live for him. To love God with all of your heart and your soul. To love him with everything you have. To serve him, live for him, bless him, depart from sin, and say, God, I want to live for you for the rest of my days. And as we bow our heads in reverence to God today, let us serve him and live for him. Let us look for him. Let us be that certain fearful that looks and yearns to see him, to yearn to please him, yearns to obey, yearns to not displease him tonight. He yearns to say yes to the Lord. He yearns, no doubt, to walk eternally with the Lord our God. My friend, get on the right side. Get on the Lord's side tonight. Serve him, live for him. If you don't know him today, give him the opportunity to serve him. If those watching online today never heard it before, Jesus came and gave his life for the entire world. Gave his life that all men could be saved. Shed his blood. No doubt was that cleansing power to wash away all of our sins today. Any sin that we've ever committed. No doubt God was able to wash it all away. No doubt, and when you confess your faults and your sins before him and ask him for forgiveness, he is. We'll do that very thing. You accept him to serve him and enjoy the goodness of God that he provides to each one of us. And for the believers today, let's continue to walk, live for him, serve him, obey him, be tender to the voice of God, be tender to it. Take heed, no doubt, because the day approaching. The day is approaching, brothers and sisters, the day when we draw nearer and nearer to time we have to stand before him. Church today, let's seek the Lord. The altar prayer is open. Let's call on him tonight. Call on him. Let's pray. Pray, no doubt, seek the Lord's face. Call on Jesus tonight. The author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord and Lord and King of Kings. He will come again. Pray, no doubt, for our loved ones. Pray for the church. Pray for friends, family. Pray for men and women that they will come running to the cross. Come running to Jesus. Pray, seek the Lord's face, that the city would know him, that the city would be like those Gentiles and say, yes, we want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear the gospel. We pray to God that fear will strike the land again. Men and women will begin to fear God, to serve him. We earn to want to be, no doubt, believers in Christ. And she began to sing it unto the Lord today. Make that your prayer. Make that your prayer. Call on the living God today.
Amen. Please bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break at your name. Seed is still, the rage in me is still, every wave at your name. Peace bring. Surrounding me, let it break at your name. Still call Jesus, you silence fear, Jesus, Jesus. Darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus. Call these bones to darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear, your name is light.
darkness flees, demons tremble. Amen. Let your life speak, Jesus. Amen. And truly, truly, no doubt we will see great victories ahead. Amen. As men and women will see and know. Amen. The mighty God we serve today. Amen. Thank God for His goodness. Thank God for His word. It's an opportunity to be back here in the house of the Lord. And so we continue to tell you again, tell someone about Him. Tell someone to know Him as Lord and Savior. Tell them about the goodness of God. Tell them about the power of God. Tell them all about His name, Jesus, that mighty name, amen, to where they can fear and know. He's coming again, brothers and sisters, today. He's coming again. He's coming for people, no doubt, that fear Him. Let's be that fearful today. Let's be that group of fearful men and women. Along with others, men across the world, amen, today will come. Amen, amen. We want to be ready for that day, amen. God bless our prayer. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And real briefly, we'll take up an offering as well. Get a chance to give unto the Lord. Perhaps you can get up on the screen there. We have ways to give unto God. Unto God is through our website. You can go there for those watching online or listening online here through our website, www.myntcc.org. /Brooklyn NY. That's our church website. You can see on there where it says give or support. There's a tab up top or on the side there. Give unto the Lord that way. Or through our text to give. Text to give. It's another way people are doing it now. You can do your phone. You can text that number, 347-229-9933. You can give that way. Amen. Once you set it up, you can just do the dollar amount. But before that, you can set it up. And it will send back a link to where you can sign up. And simply, all you got to do is just put the dollar amount in from that point. You get your account lined up with it, it'll work. And then also through our Zelle, those doing online banking, Zelle. We, again, it's been a real blessing because it cuts out the middleman. These other features here, they take out fee, but through Zelle is just dollar for dollar. So through Zelle is through use the church email. The church email at ntcc.brooklynny@gmail.com. You can give that way to those who are doing online banking. And for those here in attendance today, let's give it the old-fashioned way, amen, through the tithe and offering. As unto the Lord as we give God thanks for another opportunity to give unto Him. He's richly blessed you. He'll richly bless you as you give to Him. Support the work of the Lord. Amen. We appreciate each one. And may the Lord truly bless you. And as you do that, if you like, you can grab some church cards as well. Invite somebody to the house of the Lord. In the army, it was a lady. She said, we used to cross the street, walking down the street, they would cross the street of of the church because they were so afraid of God. I said, man, I ain't never heard that before. They would, imagine walking down Ashford here, they would cross the street, brother, come across, and then come back across. Again, just, I don't know, something, I think she was from down in Mississippi. Prevalent, which it will be, it's the days we're living in, but again, there's people are making it so easy now to where they just have no fear seemingly for God. So, but we pray, we continue to pray, that's what the prayer is all about. Continue to pray for our land, pray for our city, pray for one another, pray for, again, those that are coming to the services, and pray for those that have, we haven't seen in a while as well. Again, that again they can come. And there are many demons out there, many demons that try to keep people away. And so let us through the power of prayer and draw them, no doubt, through intercession for men and women. God bless our prayer. We see you this weekend. All right? Have a wonderful evening. God bless you.